Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, January 18th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. It is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So get it and let it ride today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Tuesday, January 18th. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dad, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
I'm coughing. I'm laughing. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but look, I'm glad to be here. All right, I'm glad to be talking to you maniacs out here. Coming off a nice night, a really nice night here, where, well, I was 2-3 on lock, so not nice there. Feel like I got burned on one of those, but 2-3 on locks isn't great. But I was 25-14 for MLK Day. Yes, ATS 25-14 picking every game, because that's what we do on the College Basketball Experience. Once again, make sure you get the SGPN app where you'll get access to all of our picks. And me, Patty C, NC Nick, Terrell Furman Jr., we pick every single Division I football and basketball game, college football and college basketball. We pick every NFL game, all that. And there's more guests out there that are doing it too. We've added a nice team. Shout out to a lot of the newcomers that are joining. I'm excited to have you a part of SGPN. But yeah, I mean, this is a pretty fire day for the most part, with the exception of the locks, which obviously that's 2-3 though. All right. Basically you lost one bet. All right. You lost one bet if you follow the locks, but some of the fringe locks I gave away did cash. All right. I will go through some of these matchups. We had a great slate of college basketball today. First off, the Monday opened up with Purdue, Illinois. Double overtime. packed house in Champaign. That was everything. I mean, I thought it was tough to see Kofi Coburn foul out late in that game. But Jaden Ivey played great. How about Andre Curbelo played great? Just a great college basketball game. And to me, like, kind of stole the show. And in my opinion, best game of the day, including NFL playoffs. So Purdue, Illinois, I was on the wrong side of that though. I took the Illini -2, but double overtime. What do you got to do? What do you got to do here? Huh? After that was Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State. I thought that was a tough handicap, but I was on the right side of that with Tennessee State, Richard Dent's alma mater. Huh? Shout out to Richard Dent. And then George Mason, George Washington. This was a wild one here. And Mason, you know, and this is maybe the thing I think that's hardest really these past 2 years when it comes to handicapping are the teams that are coming out of protocol. Like, I really feel like if George Mason had played George Washington in the mix of December before they went on this gigantic COVID break, just to let you know, I'm going to tell you. So I think Mason came back for one game and then everything else got canceled. So they've played one game since December 21st. Right. And that was on New Year's. And that was at Kansas. Then they went back into protocol. Cause that, this was a fringe lock. I said, take George Mason -5 as a fringe lock. That did not hit GW with a big upset. Now I know these schools are not far away from one another. So there is that chip on their shoulder, I'm sure. But Washington got the win. This was a back and forth game with about 3 minutes left. Mason looked like they had this thing. So I was wrong there. I was on the right side of Howard plus the points against Notre Dame. And Howard, shout out to Notre Dame first off for going on the road and playing Howard. I wish more of these games would happen on the road. And that was a cool environment, and it was great to see Howard, you know, fight back. They were down like 12. They battled all the way back to make that thing a game. Just a fun basketball game. I'll say that fun basketball game. Then we have Long Island taking on St. Francis, New York. And this is when I went back and forth on, I was on the wrong side of this. I ended up taking St. Francis, New York, even though I felt like Long Island was the better team. I thought in a way, I thought the chip on the shoulder thing, just like the George Mason, George Washington angle was my logic for taking St. Francis there. Mount St. Mary's beat Merrimack, which I surprising. I took Merrimack -4. Mount St. Mary's is a hard team to get a gauge on. I've watched a couple of their games where I was completely impressed with them, but then I've watched a few that they've been complete dog shit. So hard to truly get a gauge on it. I was on Norfolk State against Maryland Eastern Shore. That thing hit -2. I was on LaSalle plus the points. This is one in a rivalry game that I was all over here. LaSalle won outright by 11. Shout out to LaSalle. Shout out to Lionel Simmons's former alma mater. Remember him? The L train. Drexel covered against Hofstra. I was on the right side of that. I thought Hofstra would get the win. I thought Drexel would play him close. So the Dragons did cover there. And I think I gave that away as a fringe lock, if memory serves me correct. I had Princeton -6 against Penn. That hit. Now, this was to me the most shocking. JMU goes on the road to Elon, take on the Phoenix. JMU was one of my locks. They lost by 23 points at Elon. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. I watched Elon. They're not good. I don't JMU's been a strange team because I don't know. I mean, they look like the clear cut best team in the CAA at parts. They beat Virginia at home. However, though, my lock did hit of Stony Brook minus the points against UMBC. Stony Brook getting it done. They're a decent team, so I expect them to be a solid contender in that conference as well. Charlotte, Florida Atlantic. I ended up going with the Owls against Charlotte. That hits as they blew them out. Florida Atlantic's playing better basketball of late. Jameer Young though for had 30 points for Charlotte, but yeah, the Owls won by I think 29 if memory serves me correct. Utah Arizona State. This is one I pushed on. I took Arizona State -2. They won by two. So push there. Murray State was at Eastern Illinois. I laid the big number with Murray State and it came true. I want to say it was 20 some points. Excuse me, man. I'm fighting this cold. It's tough. 20.5 points. And that thing cashes. They almost won by 30. I think it was 26 is what they won by. Racers are doing it. I had Brown +2, I believe, or Brown -2. Actually, I think it was -2. That didn't hit because Yale won that game outright. I'm done riding Brown. I'm off the Bears. I'm off of them. Indiana, Nebraska. I had Nebraska +9. That thing hit. Texas Southern, Jackson State. I was on the wrong side of that. I took Texas Southern. However, my lock of Belmont -13 against SIU did cash. After that, what were we on here? I had Mercer -2 in a big game. That was one. If you listened, I was going back and forth on that one. I said, I think Mercer's just a flat out better team in the SoCon. They got it done on the road by 7. Nice win for them. I was on Kennesaw State -1.5 against North Florida. They won by 2, got it done. I was on UNC Wilmington plus the points at Charleston. They got it done there. I got it. I was wrong here. William & Mary, who had been hot out the gate in the CAA, out of conference, they were dog shit, but in the CAA, they had been hot. So I took them plus the 13.5 as a lock. That did not cash. They got their ass whooped by Towson. Towson's playing good basketball. I was on Wagner minus the points against Fairleigh Dickinson. And I was on Delaware against Northeastern. That thing needed overtime to cash, but got it done. I was on Central Connecticut State plus the points. I think it was 9 against Sacred Heart. They covered that as they lost by 8. I was also on Bryant against St. Francis. They got it done. I was on the wrong side of Portland Loyola Marymount. That was a game that cost me. I believe I was on the wrong side of Prairie View Alcorn State as well. And let me double check that one. Did I hit the Alcorn State one? Forget what that line is, but or was, but no, I was on the wrong side of that. Alcorn State was a favorite. I was on the wrong side of Lamar Stephen F. Austin. That was a tough spot, I felt like. But I did cash in on Denver with the points against UMKC. I cashed in on Southern Illinois plus 1.5 as they lost by 1 at home to Drake in one of the better games of the day. What else do we have here? I was on the wrong side of Bethune-Cookman, Arkansas, Pine Bluff. Pretty shocking, actually. But I was on the right side of Florida A&M, Mississippi Valley State. And I was on the right side of Weber State, Idaho State, and UNLV, San Jose State, and Seattle -2 against Cal Baptist. That was a fringe lock. That was a wild game. That was the game, maybe the second best game of the day. Shout out to Seattle. They're getting it done they hit a three pretty much. They shot a three. They're down 3 with like 5 seconds of shot a three, missed it. Ball gets tipped out. The big man hits a three at the buzzer pretty much. And then that was to get to OT, and then they win it in OT. And Wyoming, shout out to the Wyoming Cowboys as I was on them. I said wrong team favorite. Hope you listen there as they won by 10 in Reno. Now this one burned me here. Northern Arizona, Idaho. This is what I mean though. This is a team that's been on a big COVID break. Northern Arizona. I locked them up minus, I think 4.5. This is one. I felt like we had this one down the stretch. We got that lead up to 8 and I'm thinking, oh, we got this, but no, the Vandals hung around and I felt really good about that one too, but that's what I mean with these COVID breaks. So, but I was on the right side of Portland State, Southern Utah. And I think that's all the games here. I think that covers them all. So, So now are we prepared to go into today's action? Yeah, I'm using that music as my cough break. You know what I mean? Basically like applause. All right. So we got a loaded slate today. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. So Before we get there, though, I want to tell you that the college basketball experience is brought to you by WinBet. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. You can download the app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. So grab that thing today and let it ride. All right, here we are. We got a loaded slate today. Absolutely loaded slate. Just a fire. I mean, if you thought yesterday was good, I think today's even much better. It's much better. All right, let's hop into this. Let's have some fun. Oh man, gosh, I can't fucking talk. It's hard to talk here. Shout out to Robitussin. Shout out to Halls for giving me these cough drops. We got Canisius at St. Peter's. 11 a.m. on the West, 2 p.m. on the East. Look, this is one where St. Peter's is laying 8.5. And I kind of like the St. Peter's team. This is one where I caught them early in the year. I was really impressed. Then they had that COVID pause. I wasn't shocked to see them pick it up and play really great ball over the past week, which is why I'm going to lay the 8.5 with them against Canisius. St. Peter's a good team. I think they're good enough that they could actually find themselves in the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying they will be, but I think they're going to be right there in contention. That game's the early morning game out here on the West. Then at 2 here on the West, 5 on the East, you get it's just an awesome matchup. Baylor going to Morgantown. The Bears are laying 6 on the road currently. Once again, this is 1 a.m. in California, so these lines could all change by the time you're listening to this. But the Bears have lost 2 in a row. They got smacked by Oklahoma State, and then the game prior to that, Texas Tech went into Waco. Both games were in Waco, actually. This is one where I think we play the Baylor bounce back angle, but this is Morgantown. I'm not locking it up. I'm taking Baylor -6, but I am certainly not locking it up. West Virginia coming off that bad loss to Kansas, especially in the second half of that ball game. Western Michigan is at Akron. Western Michigan covered over the weekend. But Akron's laying 14. I didn't really know what to do here. I'm just going to fade the Broncos. I don't love it, but yeah, I'm gonna fade the Broncos there. I'm gonna lay the 14. Ball State is at Toledo. Toledo, I've been bullish on them all year. They've been flying under the radar. Everyone's talking Ohio. Everyone's talking Buffalo. Watch out for the Rockets in the MAC. Ball State's catching 14.5 though. It's a big number. I think I'm not going to lock it up yet. This might be a lock come tomorrow. That's why you get the SGPN app, but Ball State's getting 14.5. I think that number is too big. I think it's fringe lock potential right there. I think Toledo wins maybe by 10, maybe by 12. Give me the 14.5 in Ball State. Butler is at UConn. This is one Butler coming off that embarrassing loss to Nova. I'm going to take a shot on Butler +13. They rebound. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think they're going to hang around this game some. Give me Butler +13 on the road at UConn. Awesome matchup here. Davidson at VCU. It was pretty shocking to me that VCU just got smacked by St. Bonaventure, especially after St. Bonaventure had looked shaky, you know, the week prior. But now they're in Richmond. This place will be lit. Davidson's been the better team this year, but I'm going to take a shot on VCU -2.5. I think the physicality in this game and the bounce back spot after the St. Bonaventure game is a big deal here. I think VCU Although they struggle to score, they play great defense and they can rebound. They're very athletic. I'm going to take a shot on VCU -2.5. It might even be fringe lock material. Florida Gulf Coast. What's happening with Dunk City? They're on the road at Stetson. They're laying 3.5. Florida Gulf Coast played Liberty close. Didn't get the win. The game before that, I believe they got their ass kicked. I'm drawing a blank on who they were playing. And I believe the game before that, they lost in a buzzer beater. So, I mean, this team has kind of had their heart broken lately. Let's see if they can bounce back on the road at Stetson. This is currently the fourth and fifth place teams in the A Sun. Yeah, so we got Florida Gulf Coast. By the way, it was they lost at the buzzer to Jacksonville. I was watching that game. Then Kennesaw State just smacked them on last Thursday, and then they lose by 3 against Liberty. I think they get back on the right side of things. Actually, let's lock this up. I know they're on the road, but let's lock up. Let's lay the 3.5 in Florida Gulf Coast. Let's do it. Let's get it going. Let's get it going, FGC. The Eagles, all right? This is where I cue up my Eagle. I think they're just the better team. And especially after 3 losses, to stay in that race, this is a huge game for them. So let's ride with it. Ohio State is laying 32.5 right now against IUPUI. And I'll tell you what, as a guy that's watched way too much IUPUI basketball this year, I'm laying the 32. And I think it makes sense. So lay the 32. Not one of the best plays, but I don't think it's a horrible play. I mean, Ohio State's going to call off the dogs at some point. That's your fear. Another awesome matchup here. Iona at Monmouth. I mean, I've been hyping this one up since December, maybe late November. I think Monmouth's the more desperate team here, but they've had struggles in the past week, which is why I think I got to ride with Iona -1.5. And the fact they have, Rick Pitino on the bench against King Rice. King Rice, you know, I get you. You're a Dean Smith coach player. I remember your days back at North Carolina when you played point, but I think the play right now is Iona -1.5. I'm going to stay away from that game, though. I'm going to watch the hell out of that one, though, because that is an awesome game. Another huge matchup in the Atlantic Sun. The Jacksonville Dolphins. And if you haven't had a chance to watch this team yet, I recommend it. Jacksonville's been a fun team to watch. And I really feel like, I don't know if it'll be this year that they'll find their way into the NCAA tournament, but I think they got something brewing there. They got something brewing. They're at Liberty. Liberty's a damn good team. All right. Liberty's probably going to be in the representative from the A Sun. They are, I feel like, every year since they've joined the thing. But keep an eye out on the Dolphins. They're catching. So Jacksonville is catching 10 points. Their head coach, Jordan Mincy, I've been really impressed. He's in year one. And to see the transition, they're currently 11-4. They're 3-0 in conference. And if you're real swift, you might remember Jordan Mincy. He played at Kent State in the mid 2000s. But he was an assistant with Mike White at Florida. He was assistant at a bunch of different. A ton of different MAC schools. So he's doing a great job in year one. I'm going to take the 10 points in Jacksonville. I understand Liberty is going to be the team that probably gets the win. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville gives them a game, though. I think they're sneaky good. They're better than what most people think. So that is a fun matchup. So when you right now, I mean, I'm barely into this slate. You got a nice set of games here. Davidson VCU, awesome matchup. I mean, Butler UConn, you can never go wrong with a Big East matchup, despite Butler's injuries and they seem a little bit down. Ball State Toledo's decent, but Baylor West Virginia, sign me up. And then, like I said, you got a couple big ones: Iona and Monmouth, Jacksonville and Liberty. Those are good games, man. I mean, even the Florida Gulf Coast one, if you want to watch it, because if they're going to stay in this race, they got to win. They got to win. And then we got these next set of games here that I think are pretty darn good. Kansas is at Oklahoma. Kansas laying 3.5. They're coming off that blowout win against West Virginia against Porter Moser's bunch. I think it's the first time Moser's going to match up with Bill Self in the Big 12 here. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 though with Kansas. I'm going to lock it up. I think they're going to get the better of Oklahoma. Lock it up. Then we got Maryland at Michigan. Maryland's catching 6.5. The Terrapins are. I'm going to take the 6.5. Danny Manning's got them playing a little bit better. I know they're still struggling overall. I just think right now with Michigan, 6.5 is too many points. Give me the Terrapins to hang in this. Kent State is at Eastern Michigan. This is another decent matching game here. I don't expect either of these teams to be in the NCAA tournament, but a competitive basketball game, sign me up. I think this will be. I'm going to take Kent State minus the 3.5, despite Eastern Michigan's kind of been an up and down team. They're much improved from a year ago, but give me Kent State. Give me the Golden Flashes minus the points on the road. Lipscomb is at Eastern Kentucky. This is a tough one because Eastern Kentucky really fell off after last year. Now they lost a bunch of transfers. And then Lipscomb's kind of been terrible too. I laid the 5.5 with Eastern Kentucky. Probably one of the games I like least though. Missouri's at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is laying 9.5. I ended up taking Ole Miss. Ole Miss got their heart broken against Auburn. Here's a chance to bounce back. They were up big against Auburn. Auburn then turned on the Jets in the second half and really, really put it to the Rebels. I think Kermit Davis's bunch gets it right here in Oxford. Niagara at Manhattan. Manhattan currently laying 1. Guys, Manhattan's been my darling. I am going to lock up the Jaspers. Yes, again. They're better than what people realize, I think. And I get it. I also feel Niagara's bunch is a little bit better than their market value with Greg Paulus there as their head coach. But I think Manhattan's better. So I'm going to lay the point, and Manhattan's at home. I'm going to lay the point and lock up the Jaspers. North Alabama's at Bellarmine. I'm going to go Bellarmine there. Fade North Alabama. I'm going to lay the 7.5. North Carolina's at Miami. Hey, that's a great matchup. That's a great matchup. There's so many good games tomorrow. I thought about this one back and forth. I'm going to lay the 2.5 with North Carolina, but I don't like it, but this one's fun. Ohio is on the road at Miami, Ohio. This is a little rivalry matchup here in the MAC by two teams that are very good. Ohio, you know, beat UVA in the NCAA tournament first round a year ago. Really the veteran team. Miami, Ohio is a good team as well. They beat Georgia Tech to open the season. I'm going to lay the 1 though with the Bobcats on the road, and I will lock it up. Ohio has been a really good team all year. I think they're just the better team. They get it done in Oxford. South Carolina's at Arkansas. And remember Eric Musselman, Keith Smart's been coaching for the Razorbacks. They went on the road and Baton Rouge got a huge win. They're laying 10.5. Man, you know what? This is tough. I feel like Arkansas is not as good as last year. Well, no, I know that, but I was impressed by the LSU game. But however, South Carolina getting 10.5. I'm gonna take a shot at lock up Frank Martin's bunch to hang around in this game. Give me the 10.5 in South Carolina. Yes. Another great game, St. Bonaventure at Dayton. What a basketball game. That's a big one in the A-10. I'm gonna take the Bonnies plus the 1.5. Was back and forth on this. This place gets lit. Me and NC Nick have been to the stadium. I'm gonna ride the Bonnies in the experience. Give me the Bonnies plus 1.5. UCF is at East Carolina. What happened to UCF? How are you going to lose to South Florida by that much? That was shocking. And how about my East Carolina Pirates? How about them beating Memphis at the buzzer, going glass Tim Duncan style to beat Penny Hardaway's Memphis Tigers? Look, I'm an ECU guy. They're catching 3.5 at home in Greenville. We are taking ECU all day. Let's roll. Bowling Green is at Northern Illinois, which Northern Illinois don't look now. They're starting to play a little bit better there in the MAC. However, I'm going to ride Bowling Green minus the 5.5. Jacksonville State is at Central Arkansas. And I think Central Arkansas is a bit improved from a season ago as well. I am laying the 10.5 at Jacksonville State, but I did hesitate on that one. Don't feel great about that one, but I'm going to lay the 10.5 with Jacksonville State. Loyola Chicago's at Evansville. Evansville's catching 12.5. Hey, it's on the road. I know Evansville's been kind of shitty. I guess I'll take Evansville though. Loyola's been playing closer games. Richmond is at Fordham. Richmond's laying 7. I'm going to ride with the Spiders, the veteran team, even though Fordham is improved. South Florida is at Houston. Houston's getting depleted by injuries. Added another injury to this long list of injuries that they have currently over the weekend. South Florida's getting 19. It's just enough for me to take them. Give me the Bulls plus 19. K-State is at Kansas State is at Texas. This is another great matchup. I thought about locking this. This is fringe lock potential here. K-State's catching 11 at Texas. I don't know what's going on with the Longhorns. The only thing I'd say the main reason why I didn't lock up K-State is the situation. It's getting desperate in Texas here. So I am taking the 11 and it's a fringe lock. And don't be surprised if I have this thing locked up by the time the game tips. Air Force is at Boise State. Air Force is catching 18. Too many points. Give me Air Force plus the 18. They can shoot. They run the Princeton offense. All right. Clemson is at Syracuse. Fuck Clemson with their new statements. Oh, we don't want to play extra games. We don't want the extra. We don't want a larger playoff because we'll be playing extra games. Fuck you. Fuck you. That is such a crock of shit. It is such a crock of shit. Well, how about you stop scheduling the Citadel every year? All right. Or South Carolina State. What are the odds that you play in the ACC? If the real truth is if they played in a large playoff, they wouldn't make it that far because they get a pass by being in the ACC and playing Duke in the ACC championship or some shit like that, or 6-6 Virginia Tech or something. I don't know. Don't get me started. Subscribe to the College Football Experience to hear me whine more. I'm going to take Syracuse minus 3.5 on general principle of Clemson being a bunch of pussies. All right. Duke is at Florida State. Another great matchup here. And by the way, that Clemson Syracuse game is a big, big matchup because Clemson just lost to Boston College, got upset. Syracuse, both those teams cutting. This is a big win for whoever gets that win. Same situation here. Duke, Florida State, big game in the ACC. Florida State's getting hot at the right time. However, I'm going to take Duke minus the 4.5. Iowa State is at Texas Tech. This is an awesome matchup as well. I'm going to take Iowa State plus 7.5. And I think it's fringe lock material. This could be a lock by tomorrow. If you check the SGPN app, Tennessee is at Vandy, little rivalry game here. Jerry Stackhouse against Rick Barnes. Do I dare lock up Rick Barnes? Probably should, but I'm not. Give me Tennessee minus 6.5. Wisconsin is on the road at Northwestern. Huge win for Northwestern against Michigan State. However, I am sold on Wisconsin. I'm going to lock up Wisconsin minus 2. Let's do it. Then we got Cal Poly at Cal State Bakersfield. Cal State Bakersfield laying 7.5. I think I'm going to ride with Bakersfield. And then you got a nice little Mountain West matchup. Hopefully Brock Miller will be healthy for Utah State. Utah State on the road at Fresno State, and Fresno State for the same situation when Jamaro Baker's been out for a lot. I think you take Utah State plus 3. That's a great matchup though to watch. Like I said, tomorrow's slate of games. It's really good. It's really good. So buckle up. And I mean, this game, we were supposed to have Providence Seton Hall and a couple other nice matchups. It's COVID. You know what it is, but anyway, just to before we get out of here, so that's our slate. I'm gonna hit you with the locks. All right. First off, let me just find that Dundee music here, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me here. I feel like these shows are decent, but not as good as what they could be if I was at full health. But also, I just want to tell you. We got the USFL podcast coming soon. Hope you've been enjoying the College Football Experience and the NFL picks. And we got the USFL kicking off. Spring football here to stay. April 16th, and we got the podcast that will be happening much, much sooner than that. Actually, I was actually spending the whole day working on the intro music. So, if anyone wants to, hit me up on Twitter, I'll give them a little sample of what we got coming. But, anyway, hold on, let me hit this. Here we go. We are locking up Pick Dundee, taking you to the land down under. We are locking up the Wisconsin Badgers -2. We're locking up Air Force, the Falcons, +18. We are locking up South Carolina +10.5. Ohio, the Bobcats -1. The Jaspers of Manhattan -1. The Jayhawks of Kansas -3.5. Florida Gulf Coast -3.5. And I think fringe lock wise, we should consider these ones fringe locks. All right. I think we should consider Ball State +14.5. I think we should consider the Jacksonville Dolphins +10. I think we should consider. I think we should consider K-State +11 on the road in Austin. And Iowa State +7.5 in Lubbock. I think those are the fringe lock plays there. Yeah, I'm not going to add any more. I think that's them. Let's ride. Let's have some fun. All right, folks, I appreciate you listening to the College Basketball Experience. Remember to subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Remember to subscribe to the College Football Experience and the Sports Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Subscribe to all of them. And yeah, you'll get, we give away all these picks for free. We've been doing it for 5 years. Come on. Shit. As a network, we've been doing it for fucking 10 years. Let's get it done. All right. To quote, who was that? Our pal, Larry, the cable guy. Shout out to Larry, the cable guy. Nice guy. Big Nebraska fan. Anyway, folks, make sure you grab that SGPN app in the App Store and Google Play Store. And, yeah, let's do the damn thing. All right. Let's have a fun here. Look, I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Give me a follow. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C 831. Terrell Furman Jr. is on Twitter at really_rel_. The College Basketball Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at the SGP Network. All right. So, subscribe to all of those, follow all of those on Twitter, and let's have some fun here. This is the College Basketball Experience daily show for Tuesday, January 18th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.